There you are. I've been wondering where you went. The sunset ended a few hours ago, so I wasn't sure if you would still be up here on the roof. But lo and behold, here you are. You have no intention of coming down anytime soon, do you? I thought so. Well, in that case, come on. Help me out. Hey, what's that look for? I only want to give my lonely friend some company. And obviously bless you with my presence. Oh, come on now. I know you enjoy my company. Who wouldn't enjoy my company? Just let you be lonely. I don't think I can do that. You're really not gonna help me? You're just gonna stare. You know what? That's fine. I can pull myself up. What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm obviously sitting next to you. Did you really think I was gonna leave you alone like this? If you're gonna be lonely, then at least let me be lonely with you. We only have one life to live. And if that means being lonely with you on this chilly night on a rooftop, just watching the full moon, then I will gladly spend it with you. Okay, I did get invited to the party, but that does not automatically mean that I'm going there right away. Plus, I don't really like being around a bunch of people. I'd rather spend tonight with you. Damn right, it's cheesy. Hey, if you don't mind me asking, are you feeling okay? You just don't feel like yourself, you know? You're the one who suggested we do something special today as a group, but out of all of us, you're the one that seems so out of it. Did something happen? You know you can tell me anything, right? I know I always counter your arguments, and I always make fun of you. Hey, that hurt. Jeez, you don't have to be so violent. I was just stating facts. Oh, come on. Don't act like you don't love it when I do it. You love it when I get on your nerves. Yeah, you do. You love it. You try so hard to fight me back, but I know it gets to you. So, what happened? Why do you look so defeated? You know, I don't understand you. Why do you always go for people who would never go for you? Don't look so surprised. Don't you dare give me that look either. You know what I mean. And you seriously went for the most ridiculous of them all. Like, really? You'd go for them? I know I'm supposed to comfort you right now and offer words of reassurance, but I just... Why do you always go for assholes who clearly don't deserve you? You go for the people who don't care. You go for the ones who would hurt you. You go for the ones who don't deserve you. Aren't you tired of getting hurt? Aren't you tired of getting rejected all the time? What's with your obsession with people who only care about themselves? Okay, fair enough. Maybe they don't only care about themselves, but clearly they don't care about you. I'm sorry, that sounds so rude, but you know what I mean. How many times have I seen you in this state? After every confession and relationship, you always look so defeated. You're the one who always gets hurt the most. Even with all the effort that you put in to make it work, to give them the best of you, it's always you who loses. What about me? Hey now, don't try to twist the conversation. Look, just because I had a few bad relationships does not mean that I'm actively looking for people who don't want me. What is there to love about a person who doesn't love you? Sorry, does it seem like I'm attacking you? Well, I just want to state the facts to you. Anyone who gets to be with you needs to know that you are such an amazing person to be with. And it hurts me every time I see you sad when they eventually break your heart. Honestly, why do you spend so much time and effort with people who never reciprocate your feelings back? What do you mean, why do I care so much? Because I'm your friend, you nerd. I hate seeing you like this. I hate seeing you all sad and lonely when you're usually the light of the group. You make everyone smile. You make everyone laugh. You make everyone feel good about themselves. And seeing like this just feels wrong. That's not what you mean. Then what do you mean? I seem so angry. Like, who wouldn't be? You're such a great person, a great friend. Stop calling you a friend? Well, what am I supposed to call you then? Whoa, whoa, hold the fuck up. Why do you sound so annoyed all of a sudden? Did I say something wrong? What the fuck do you mean I'm hiding something from you? I'm an open book. It's impossible for me to hide anything. Fuck off, I'm not denying shit. Oh yeah? What are you gonna do? Wow. You'll end our lifelong friendship just because I won't tell you? You're such a cruel person, you know that? Fine. You got me. I do have feelings for you. Since when? I have no idea. Don't get me wrong, but didn't exactly have a moment where everything was in slow motion and all I saw was you and everything clicked. I guess it just happened, you know? Why would I say anything? I don't want to ruin our friendship. I know. If we don't make it awkward, then it won't be awkward. I just figured that you're way too good for me. And that I'll never be good enough for you. Did I just sound like those pathetic sad simps? Okay. I'm gonna stop joking. It's not like I haven't thought about what it would be like, you know? I thought of telling you. Just so it's out of my system, so that it wouldn't weigh me down as much. But then I got scared, and the thought of being rejected hung on my head like a brand. It sucks not having your feelings reciprocated back to you. I'm sure you know what that feels like. So, I held back. But there's that constant thought in my head. You'll miss all the shots you don't take. But if I take my shot with you, will I even make it? Do I risk taking the chance with you and maybe everything will work out? Or do I just sit and watch on the sidelines? Because if I do take the chance and everything turns to shit, then I'll hate myself even more. Not only will I lose someone I love, I'd also lose everything we ever had. Friendship, companionship. So, I made up my mind. I chose to not do anything about it. I'd rather lose the chance of being with you rather than losing you. Of course, I got hurt. It hurts seeing you with other people. But I was content seeing you happy. Seeing you smile was enough for me. But when they hurt you, I get mad. I get angry. How dare they hurt such a lovely person? A person who would literally do anything just for them to be happy, even if it meant you have to sacrifice your own happiness. How dare they hurt somebody who would literally make them the top priority? But do you know what I hated the most? You let them. You let them hurt you. You let them do their worst to you because you believed you could change them. Because in that messed up brain of yours, you believed that someday they were going to wake up and realize all the wrong they had done, and that they would do anything to make things right again. Actually, you remind me of a specific Greek myth. Have you ever heard of the one where they talk about soulmates? Well, according to Greek mythology, humans were originally created with four arms, four legs, and a head with two faces. But Zeus feared that they would become too powerful, so he split them into separate parts, condemning them to spend the rest of their lives in search of their other halves. Each of us is always seeking the half that matches us. We spend our lives seeking for the other half, our soulmate. We search for them regardless of whether they're our better half or not, even if it meant in the end it is not actually them that we're supposed to find. And when we do find someone that seems like the one, we hold on to them. They become our world. We go out of our way and beyond to believe that they really are the one. We want them to stay in our lives, so we try our best to make it seem like we're made for each other. We might even change who we are just so that we could feel like we fit. We convince ourselves that they're the one, that we will spend our future with them, that we will grow old together, and all that sappy, cheesy shit. We are so absorbed with the potential future that we ignore what the present has to offer. And sometimes we completely miss out on the next best thing. We settle for less. Not for the best. And it sucks because we can literally have the best. We just refuse to acknowledge it. Because maybe our other half was just a glance away, Simple eye contact. A stranger that helped us when we accidentally dropped something. Someone whom we let go of unknowingly because we were with someone else at the time. We get so obsessed with the idea that the person whom we are with now is our soulmate, when that may not be the case. We close our minds to other opportunities, and I'm not saying that we should cheat on our current partner to explore other options. It's just that sometimes we get confused, you know? We see a couple living their best life and suddenly we want that too. Our friends getting into relationships, we want that too. And we completely lose the meaning and essence of it, you know? Just because other people have it, suddenly we want it too. We want a certain kind of love. So we go above and beyond to get it. But the thing is, do we actually want love? Or are we merely in love with the idea of love? Wait. what's that thing those religious people say? There's this thing about love that they always say something about, hold on, let me search it real quick. Here it is. Let me read it to you. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. But rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. It's a lot of information all at once. I guess those religious people do know what they're talking about sometimes. But you get what I mean, right? Love is all these different things, and the meaning changes for every single person. The way we experience love may be different too. Sometimes we desire a love so great that suddenly it no longer feels genuine. So we get sucked into this grand idea of love that we forget what it's actually all about. Fuck, I lost my train of thought. I don't even know where I was going with that, to be completely honest. And I just fucking ranted. Listen, I know I said a lot of things about love, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you all my good traits and give you an essay that will let you know just how much I deserve you and that you should be with me. I'm not going to give you some bullshit excuse that I will be the best thing that ever happened to you. As much as I ranted about what love is and that soulmate thing, I actually know very little. But what I do know is that I'm not perfect. I may be cold sometimes. I am stubborn as fuck. I may miss all the signs and completely disregard your feelings. I'm reckless and I'm dumb. Heck, I might even be a bitch. But I will stand by your side until you decide otherwise. I will be here for you, even if you push me away. I will listen to what you have to say, even if I have no idea what you're saying. I will give you every bit of attention there is. I will support you in any way that I can. But even then, I know there will be times that I will let you down. I will disappoint you. I can't promise you a perfect happy ending because, let's be honest, that's merely impossible. But what I can promise is something real. For you, I'm willing to try. For you, I'm willing to do anything. I don't give a damn about your past mistakes. I don't care if your track record of relationships is a complete mess. Your humor is fucking questionable sometimes, but I love listening to you. I know I complain about it sometimes, but the sheer satisfaction in your face and that proud look you pull after you make those jokes will always make my day. I don't care if you think you're difficult to love. I don't care how complicated you are. I just want you to be a part of my life, and I want you to stay there. I won't ever ask you to change who you are for me. Let me love you just the way you are, because I wouldn't ask for anything more. I know I said I was scared about admitting my feelings to you, and that's because I know myself. I know I have the potential to hurt you. I know that I will make you cry. But I can't help but think about those myths about our other halves and how we keep searching for them. What if I already found my other half? What if that other half is you?